That is sports.
That's not all the sports, Wicket.
What did I miss?
The best sports, which is the Derby situation.
My bad.
The ongoing drama. So did Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit fail his drug test? Yes, but was there a reason why, Wicket? They're saying now a barn worker may have taken some cough syrup, then urinated on hay, and then the horses ate the hay. Here's the latest.
You've had five horses from the Baffert barn in the last year to fail a drug test. Now, what would explain that?
But they were all resolved. They were contamination. And we have to fight this. And for some reason, that is the problem right there. And people in the public don't understand. People in my world, they understand this is all BS. And unfortunately, it happened to, Bob Baffert's not stupid. That's not a drug that I would use on a horse. We don't use that horse. We don't use that drug. The horse never had it in him. And we have the documentation. We're going to show everything.
So the situation with the potential side drama, because you know when you're in a courtroom, Wicket, they try to come up with alternate theories, not necessarily to prove someone innocent, but not guilty. Right? And this drama about the barn worker with the cough syrup, Lori messaged in and she said, "It's crap. The owner is lying. Horses will not eat hay that's been urinated on by humans. I own three horses. Most horses won't eat hay that's been urinated on by any animal, especially humans."
Is that real? I didn't know that. So if you pee on hay, a horse won't eat it? I didn't know that.
I have in my horse life.
Your horse history?
I have found it difficult to get my horse to eat hay in general. He had to have the good stuff, the alfalfa.
Oh, the expensive, the pricey hay.
One.
Gotcha.
Yes. The really tight, dry alfalfa.
The story about a barn worker peeing on hay who took cough syrup and then a horse eating the hay that was urinated on, that sounds like a stoner's story. It sounds like a meth head story. So there I was, man, and this barn worker walked in. I know he was chugging NyQuil right before he walked in, and then this horse ate the hay, can you believe it? And then ran the Derby and won and then tested positive for this steroid.
Okay, Wicket.
Yeah.
I do support the idea of alternate theories, though. I mean, I think that...
Do you believe that the barn worker peed on the hay?
No, but I think that it's possible that somebody went in there, shot up the horse after the race to make it look like there was something weird going on. But we can speculate all we want, Wicket, or we can simply go to Medina Spirit himself.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak for myself. I've got a couple of things to say. First off, whoa, Nelly. Everyone asking, am I drugged up? Nay. Secondly, maybe they want to get the test results before the race. I'm not jacked up, not on the juice, crack is whack, meth is death. You think it's easy to be a racehorse? I literally have a guy riding my ass all day. I heard Soup and Sandwich was eating brownies before the race. He came in dead last. Did you ask him any questions? Now you got it straight from the horse's mouth. Give me back to my stall.
So clearly Medina,
obviously miffed by this,
like us, had a favorite show growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Saved by the Bell.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks. In one word, would I use dope? Nope.
There's no hope with dope.
This is the laser.
Hey, Wicket. Don't forget, we've got the Pimp Your Patio coming up.
22 minutes-ish.
Ish.
Until we give you a chance to qualify.